Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us right now. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good to be here, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations on another 4 years.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I don't know if congratulations or condolences are in order.
Well, you made the choice to run, so that's on you.
True.
So since the last time, you actually been a couple weeks since you and I talked, but of course we were talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tift over the last couple weeks. You had a press conference, I think it was on last Tuesday, dealing with this horrible murder-suicide that took place in Garcon Point. And, you know, I obviously we talked about what you said in the press conference. Part of this story that I was unclear about is the role that the, I guess, off-duty Okaloosa County deputy played in all of this. Because the way one person told me is that he ran into the house while shooting was taking place and rescued these kids. Is that?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not. No. He did exactly what a citizen should do, because over here he's just a citizen. He's not a law enforcement officer. So basically what happened was his doorbell rang, he opened the door, and there was a child there who had been shot.
Oh.
So, yeah, so he immediately called 911, got us en route, and started doing first aid to the child until the medical units got there and took custody of the child. So, yeah, he did not go to the house at all.
Okay, so the child came to his house.
Correct.
Correct. I gotcha. Okay, all right, yeah. Very good. And in this case, you had what the father had gone into the room where the mom and one of the kids was, and that's when all the violence started to take place. Is that right?
Yeah. All the kids were in one room with the mother. They were hoping he was intoxicated. They were hoping he would go to bed and they could come out. And obviously that didn't happen. He came in, grabbed the wife, drug her out in the hallway, and that's when everything happened.
Okay. And one of the kids who had been shot ran to the neighbor's house, a teenager, I assume, because the kids were somewhat older, right?
Yeah, I believe the youngest one was actually the one who had the gunshot wound.
Oh, good Lord. Ugh. And yeah. you said he was drunk, so alcohol was a factor in all of this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, and apparently this had been going on for a while because, you know, they're kind of used to it. They'd go in and lock themselves in a room or hide and he'd go sleep it off and then, you know, they'd come out. So, So unfortunately for that family, I mean, just what a tragedy for those children. I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And you mentioned something that just made my kind of ears perk up. You say he's just an off-duty officer. I was under the impression that you all had reciprocity agreements typically with neighboring jurisdictions. Maybe I misunderstand how that works, but.
Yeah, no, we do. Like if we call a deputy, you know, if we have, let's say we have a riot in Milton and I can call Eric Aiden, the sheriff of Okaloosa, and he can send somebody, he can send his deputies.
Okay.
And they can enforce laws here. But when you're off duty at your house, yeah, you don't, you know, you're just a citizen. Now he can stop a forcible felony. Any police officer from anywhere, if they see a forcible felony occurring, can stop that. Without having to worry about jurisdiction issues. But, you know, he's got this, you know, little child with a gunshot wound on his porch. Obviously, he's not going to leave her there, run across the street, try to take care of business.
Okay. No, that makes more sense to me. And do they have more power to act than I would have? Because I could stop a threat to somebody's life or limb if I were in the situation. Obviously, they can do that because they're a citizen, too. But do they have more authority than that as an off-duty?
No, it's pretty much the exact same.
Okay.
Pretty much the exact same. They're just they're basically a citizen.
Okay, that's what I was just trying to make sure that's how I was understanding it.
Yeah, if I'm in Okaloosa County having dinner with my wife and I see a felony occurring, I can stop it, but it's as a citizen.
Got it. Okay. Very good. One other thing I just wanted to ask you briefly about, your chief deputy, Randy Tift, showed up at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, and one of the objects that he talked about was the major safety problems because the bridge over the Blackwater into Milton is limited lanes and high traffic congestion, meaning that ambulances and your deputies have real problems responding to incidents. Is that right?
Yeah. It's, you know, especially around, you know, in the afternoon hours or early morning hours. Yeah, it can get pretty congested. And I mean, the line can go back, you know, over a mile sometimes of traffic waiting to get through that red light right there at Willing Street and 90. So, yeah, it's definitely problematic. It would be a lot better to have four lanes going across. But, yeah, right now we're pretty restricted.
And I, pardon me, I just don't remember that bridge. Do you exactly, because it should be more familiar to me, but all of a sudden it's not. I don't want to say something that's false. Is it the case? There's a little bit of shoulder, but I guess not enough. I mean, it's like a bike lane size. So if there's traffic, there's just nowhere for your deputies to go through. Is that right?
Yeah, and there's no, you know, when you say bike lane, there's a place for pedestrians, but it's curbed. So okay. You can't go with a vehicle. You can't pull over, you know, all the way because of the curb. So,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty, it can be stressful if you're needing to get into the city or get out of the city to get to East Milton in a hurry. It can, there are definitely issues there.
So until that bridge gets improved, is there any solution to make that problem better?
No, I mean, not that I'm aware of. You have to go around, and when I say around, I mean, yeah, there's roads that can get you over there, but it will take a while.
Yeah, so that's not at all good when you're trying to respond to a crisis and somebody needs your help on one side or the other.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, plus, I mean, you know, that aside, the inconvenience factor of if you make an arrest on the wrong side of the river and then your deputies are out of commission for as long as it takes to get all the way around to the jail and then all the way back to on station, right? So
yeah, correct. Yep, it can take a while.
All right, very good. I mean, very bad, but at least I understand now. So one more reason to urge for the four-laning of that that road. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much. We are looking at a press conference later on today, but I'm imagining that the subject and content of that press conference you're going to want to wait to release to everybody at the same time this morning. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the fair way to do it, so I appreciate that. Sheriff Johnson, we'll talk to you again next week, sir. Thank you for the time.
Yep, take care, Andrew.